Vanessa Zink is joining us right now. She's the lead communication specialist with the Olympic City USA Colorado Springs. Vanessa, thanks for taking some time out today. I know how busy you are. We've got a couple of things.
Thanks for having me on, Dan.
Absolutely. There's a couple of things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the road closures for the Colorado Springs Western Street Breakfast, but there's also a closure that's going to affect Guard of the Gods, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let's start wherever you would like to start.
Okay, so let's go in order. So Western Street Breakfast is tomorrow in downtown Colorado Springs, Wednesday, June 15th. And it's such an awesome community event. You can come down and get pancakes, a whole pancake breakfast for $5 a person. But there will be some road closures downtown to be aware of. So starting tonight at midnight through noon tomorrow, a portion of Pikes Peak Avenue and Tejon Street downtown will be closed for the event. So just be aware of that if you're commuting downtown for work tomorrow morning.
Okay. And yeah, you're right. The street breakfast, and we'll just talk a little bit about that. It's for those people that don't know, this should be on your bucket list, especially if you live in Colorado Springs and you just moved to the area, because this is a tradition that goes way, way back, doesn't it?
Yes, it's like 80 years old or something like that. They've been doing it for so long, and they have local veterans serving up breakfast. It's such an awesome family event. They'll have hay bales set up on the street. It's a really fun time to bring the kids down and get some breakfast and then get on with your day.
Do they have a band? Because I know in years past they had like music down there, all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah, you know, there's usually live music. And I would assume that there'd be music tomorrow too. Yeah, their website is cswesternstreetbreakfast.com.
Okay.
So you can pop on there and get all the details. You can even buy your breakfast tokens in advance too online. So you get downtown and you just have your token on your phone, which makes it really smooth.
I love the street breakfast. And you're right. Now, the military serves the pancakes, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You're right.
Yep.
You're right. Yep. It's part of just the Colorado Springs kind of Western rodeo tradition, which, of course, honors our serving military members here in our community.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, and it's such a fantastic, you know, event that's back after taking that COVID break that so many of our large-scale events have had. And this really kicks off the rodeo season in that Western heritage here in Colorado Springs.
Absolutely. I know. The events are back full force, which is so exciting. There's so much to do.
Okay, now let's get into the other street closures that's really going to affect the area. What's the other one?
Yeah. So there is one other one coming up this weekend downtown. Camino Drive in front of America the Beautiful Park will be closed Friday through Sunday for the Southern Colorado Juneteenth Festival. So another event that's back and it's downtown. So just be aware of that event taking place in America the Beautiful Park. Highly encourage people to come down. There's going to be tons of live music and events. And that road in front of America the Beautiful Park, which is Camino, will be closed Friday through Sunday. So there's that event. And then starting June 17th, the current road closure that's in place on 30th Street in front of Garden of the Gods is going to change a bit as they complete one phase of the project and move on to the second phase. So right now you have to access Garden of the Gods Park from the south, but that change starting June 17th is you're going to have to access the park from the north. So you'll be able to access it from Garden of the Gods Road as that construction flips on that big project.
Excellent. And all of that is to what? To make better roads for the access to Garden of the Gods?
Exactly. Yep. They're putting in, and they just finished work really on a new roundabout at Gateway Road and 30th Street. So it'll improve the traffic flow as you're entering and exiting the park there on 30th Street. So there won't be so much of a backup into and out of the park.
And remember, if you don't know how a roundabout works, if someone's in the roundabout, you have to yield to that car. There's so many. I go to all these roundabouts, and these people don't know how it works. So you have to yield for the car that's inside the roundabout, right?
You're right. We should do a whole piece on how to use the roundabout. Some tips and tricks.
That is exactly right. Okay, so all of these parking closures and all that, that can be found at the Colorado Springs website, right?
Yep. Okay. You can check coloradosprings.gov. Okay. And no, event season is fully back. And with that comes some usual downtown road closures. So if you're heading downtown on the weekend, feel free to check out our website. And we also post all of those traffic impacts on our Twitter page, which is twitter.com/cityofcos.
See, I told you, you'd love Vanessa's voice. She's just full of bubbly love and everything. Vanessa, thanks for joining us as always. You're always welcome on the show. We really do appreciate your time.